Shall we read a verse together in our Bibles?
让我们打开我们的圣经，我们读
This Gospel.
以弗的圣经，路加福音
Chapter 9 and verse 23.
路加福音第九章二十三节
Luke's Gospel, Chapter 9 and verse 23.
路加福音第九章二十三节
Then he said to them all,If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake,will save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命
For what advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost?
人若赚得全世界却丧了自己赔上自己有什么益处呢
So,We've been considering this matter of having love, God's divine love for one another.
我们都一起在这几天思想，我们有神的爱来彼此相爱。
And we saw that, naturally speaking, this is quite impossible.
我们也知道，天然的对天然的人来讲是不可能的。
And yet, we see that God Himself is love.
但是我们看见神他自己就是爱
That is his character and nature.
这个就是他自己的性情他的性格
And that is the character and nature of Christ.
这也是基督的属性和他的性格
So when Christ comes to dwell within us, we have a new life.
所以当基督住在我们心里头的时候我们有的一个新的生命
A new life that loves with the love of God.
一个新的生命能够用神的爱去爱的。
And so now that what was impossible with man is certainly possible with God.
所以对人是没可能的，但是对神呢是可能的。
So the question is then, if we have Christ in us, why is it then that that love is not seen?
所以问题是基督既然在我们里头，为什么这个爱还没有看得见呢
？There must be some problem in us.
在我们那里一定有一些难处的。
That actually hinders the life of Christ being seen.
这个难处就叫我们里头基督的生命被显明、被看见。
So here we have a few verses in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9.
这里有几节圣经在路加福音第九章。
And Jesus said to follow him.There are a few things that we need to do.
主耶稣讲到人要跟从他有几件事情要注意的。
And the first one was to deny self.
第一件就是当舍己。
And the second one was to take up his cross.
第二件事情就是天天背起他的十字架。
And having done those, the next thing is to follow.
这样做下来，第三件事情就要跟从他。
So,We might just consider these points.
我们来思想这几点。
We've been looking at John's Gospel in chapter 13.
我们读过约翰福音十三章。
And it was chapter 13, which is quite early in those grouping of chapters where Jesus spoke to them in the last evening.
约翰福音十三章就是当天晚上主耶稣对门徒讲很多话的比较首先讲的话
And so Judas has gone out
犹大已经出去了
So there was a man that Satan had filled
有一个人撒旦充满他的心
And he was quite opposed to Christ
他是对基督很抗拒的。
And we see that Earlier in that chapter, Jesus took a towel and he washed the feet of those disciples.
我们看见这一章的开始讲到主耶稣，替门徒洗脚。
And he told them he did this as an example for them to follow.
他告诉他们说，他这样做为要作为一个榜样，让他们来跟从。
So why did Jesus actually take the towel then and wash their feet?
那么为什么主耶稣要拿手巾来洗他们的脚呢？
Well, the answer is because in those disciples.There was an unrest among them as to who was going to be the greatest.
因为在门徒中间，当时他们有一个不安，一个情况，就是说谁在门中间是最大的呢？
There was actually quite an argument among them over this matter.
这件事情上他们起了争论了。
And the argument begins in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 20.
这个争论就是在马太福音二十章那里讲到
，Where Salome, the mother of James and John,
这是萨罗米他的约翰跟雅各的母亲
，asked Jesus that her two sons may sit, one at his right hand and one at his left in his kingdom.
就是向主耶稣请求说，他两个儿子，一个坐在他的右边，一个坐在他左边。
And when the other disciples heard it, they were very displeased.
另外一个门徒听见就非常不开心了。
And we have in Matthew's Gospel then chapter 20 and verse 24.
在马太福音二十章二十四节那里讲。
When the ten heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers.
那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them.
耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。
Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever...desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.
只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave.
谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served,But to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
It is something that is in the nature or the heart of man.
这些东西是一些在人的天然的人心里头一些事情。
To have first place.
就是要为首。
To have the preeminence.
就是要做最首先最大的
To be the great one
做最大的
But we see that Jesus said The Son of Man did not come to be served But instead that he might serve And give his life as a ransom for many
主耶稣却说人子来不是受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价
So here is one thing that hinders the life of Christ in us.
这里有一件东西难阻人把基督的生命彰显出来。
The life of Christ in us is one that comes to the feet of others and serves not for gain, not for reward, but out of love.
基督的生命是叫一个人到别人的脚前来服侍，不是为做这做什么，乃是因着爱而去服侍。
To do that, we must deny ourselves.
你要这样做必须要舍己，否定自己。
Natural man says, no, I want others to serve me. I want to be the manager. I want to be the boss.
天然的人说不啊，我要做老板，我是要做主的，我要被服侍。
But we have to deny that completely.
但是我们需要完全的否定这个心态。
And be willing.To say, yes, Lord, for your sake, I'm willing to serve others.
那是甘心的对主说，主啊，是为着你的缘故，我愿意去服侍。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, we looked yesterday.
我们昨天看过马太福音第七章。
And we looked at verse 21.
我们看过21节。
And Jesus said these words, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
This is a very serious issue.
这个是个非常严肃的事情。
There are very few people who are even concerned about what is God's will.
很少的人去真的关心什么是神的旨意。
Instead of coming to the Lord in prayer, it's a matter of a discussion or an argument.
与其来到神面前有祷告，他们就跟神好像有讨论或者争论。
And the thought is that it doesn't matter what we do, God will always bless it anyway.
有个思想说，无论我们做什么，神总归都祝福我们的。
We have to understand who God is.
我们需要明白神是谁。
God made heaven and earth.
神是造天创造天地的。
He made us.
他创造我们。
And shall we say to him, Lord, we know better than you?
我们能不能够跟神说，神啊，我比你更清楚。
And that's what we do.
但是这个就是我们所做的。
When we have no concern or regard for God's will, we are saying, Lord, we know better than you.
我们不关心什么是神的旨意，然后跟神说，神啊，我比你更明白。
But here the Lord says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
这里却说。 凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
Those who enter the kingdom of heaven are those who do the will of God.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
They don't despise the Lord in any way. They honor him by obeying him and doing his will.
他们在凡事上没有轻视神，并且乃是在各方面来学习遵行神的旨意。
Now, in verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? We cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name.
22节,当那日必有许多人对我说,主啊,主啊,我们不是奉你的名传道,奉你的名赶鬼,奉你的名行许多异能吗?
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, You who practice lawlessness or iniquity.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
There was much that was done in his name.
有很多人奉主的名做很多事情。
So prophesied in his name.
奉主的名传道。
Cast out demons in his name.
奉主的名赶鬼。
Did miracles.
行许多异能,
you would say, surely the Lord is with this person.
我们说肯定的,神一定是与这个人同在的。
And yet in verse 23, Jesus said, Depart from me, I never knew you.
但是却在23节主对他们说,恶人离开我去吧,我从来不认识你们。
In the original language, that word is very, very strong. I never, ever at any time knew you.
在原文里头是一个很强烈的字说，我从来不认识你们。
And then he said, Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness or rebellion.
然后他就说，你们这些作恶的人，或者我们翻译说，你们这些悖逆的人、反叛的人，离开我去吧。
That is those who have no concern or regard at all for the will of God.
这些人就是那些对神的旨意完全不理会，没有顺从。
Those are very fearful words.
这些是些很可怕的话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that God is in heaven and we are on earth.
我们需要明白神在天上，我们在地上。
We need to be under His command, not the other way around.
我们需要在他的命令的底下，不是反倒过来的。
What does it mean to take up your cross?
背起十字架是什么意思呢？
As a young believer, I struggled with that. What does it mean, Lord? What does it mean?
以前我初信的时候，我就很不明白这个是什么意思呢？
And then one day I read the words in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26.
然后我读到马太福音26章
where Jesus prayed in the garden.
当主耶稣在园子里头祷告的时候
and in an agony, he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
在他的痛苦哀伤的里头他说若是可行把这个杯离开我去
Nevertheless, not as I will,But as you will.
但是无论怎样，只要按照你的旨意，不是我的意思。
So what is taking the cross?
那么什么叫背起十字架呢？
Taking the cross is submitting to God's will.
背起十字架就是顺服于主的旨意里的。
We turn again to 1 John chapter 2.
我们翻到约翰一书第二章。
So there are other things that hinder us.
有其他的事情难阻我们。
And in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15,
约翰一书第二章十五节
we read down to verse 17.
我们读到十七节。
John writes to us, Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So in verse 15,
所以在第十五节
where there is love for this world,
这里有一些是对世界上的爱的。
John says, if anyone loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰说，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
That's a very serious issue for us.
这个对我们来讲是个非常严肃的事情。
If we're going to search our hearts and find out why is our love for God, why is our love for the Lord so cold, why is our love for brothers and sisters so cold?
如果我们查验我们的心，看看为什么我们对主、我们对神的爱是这么的冷淡、这么的少，对弟兄姊妹的爱是这么的没有
，Then surely we cannot go past this verse.
肯定的，很可能我们就不能够克服这一节所讲的。
We're in this world.
我们在这个世界上。
But Jesus said.You are not of this world.
但是主耶稣却说你们不是属于这个世界的。
Just as I am not of this world.
就好像我不属世界一样。
To be in Christ means that we are in heavenly places.
在基督里就是指说我们是在天上的。
We are no longer of this world.
我们从此再不属于这个世界了。
We have been translated into the kingdom of heaven.
我们已经被迁到天上的国度了。
Why is it then that we treasure and hold on to and even fight for the things of this world?
为什么我们仍旧去宝贵，甚至是争取，甚至是争斗，要得着世界的东西呢？
And John tells us in verse 16, For all that is in this world, The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life It's not of the Father, it's of the world, and the world is passing away.
约翰说, 因为凡世界上的事,就像肉体的情欲,眼目的情欲,并今生的骄傲,都不是从父来的,乃是从世界来的, 并这世界和其上的情都要过去的。
So that's another thing that we have to deal with.
这是另外一个事情我们需要去对付的。
Then we turn to the book of James.
我们翻到雅各书,
and we go to chapter 5.
我们翻到第五章。
We look at verse 16.
我们看第16节。
I call this book the Gospel according to James.
我叫这个雅各的福音。
As a young believer, this was the book that the Lord used to speak to me many, many, many times.
我年轻刚信主的时候，主这一卷书常常向我说很多遍说话。
Verse 16.
16节。
Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Why is it that there is a lack of love between brothers and sisters?
为什么在弟兄姊妹中间缺乏爱呢?
When a brother or a sister sins against another brother or sister,
当一个弟兄姊妹得罪另外一个弟兄姊妹的时候,
their fellowship is broken.
他们的相交就割断了。
It's the same as when we sin against God.
就好像我们得罪神的时候一样。
Our fellowship with the Father and the Son is broken.
我们跟父神跟主耶稣的交通就破坏了。And
indeed, we didn't read it, but in 1 John chapter 1, we are told that if we walk in the light, as He, as Christ is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another.
约翰一书第一章我们没有读，但是他那里讲到呢，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子的血也洗净我们一切的罪。So
how can then fellowship be restored?
所以相交怎样能够被恢复呢？
Well, John tells us that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and He's righteous, and He will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰说：“我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。”So,
but we find that God has conditions.
但是我们看见神是有条件的。He
tells us, if you want to bring your gift to me, leave, and you remember that your brother has something against you, just leave your gift at the altar. And then you go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and bring your gift.
主也说，所以你们在祭坛献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。You
see, God doesn't want hypocrisy.
我们知道神不喜欢假冒伪善。
He doesn't want us saying, Oh Lord, I'm one with you, I'm one with you.
他不喜欢人说，神啊，我跟你是合一的，合一的。
But I'm not one with my brothers and sisters.
但是我却不是跟弟兄是合一的。
So, James chapter 5 and verse 16.
雅各书第5章16节。
If we have sinned against a brother or a sister,
当我们得罪一个弟兄或者姊妹的时候,
the instructions are very clear.
这个教导是很清楚的。
Humble yourself.
谦卑你自己。
Go to your brother or your sister.
去你的弟兄或者姊妹那里。
Say, brother or sister, I'm sorry I have sinned against you.
弟兄姊妹，我得罪了你了。
Please forgive me.
请求你原谅我。
It did me a lot of good when I had to go and confess to others and ask for forgiveness.
当我要去向对方求原谅认罪的时候, 对我很有好处的。
It helped me to grow in the Lord.
这个帮助我在主里头成长。
Because it was denying self.
因为这个就是舍己。
And it was doing the will of God.
并且是行神的旨意。
And that allowed me to follow Christ.
这个也容许我往前跟随主。
So, the pride of life is all about self.
今生的骄傲都是关乎自己的。
And that is the problem in each one of us.
这是我们每一个人心里头的问题。
And that is why the Lord has given us a new life.
为这个缘故，神要给我们一个新的生命。
He has given us Christ to dwell within us.
他已经把基督给了我们，就要住在我们里头。
And the Lord longs and desires that that life might be lived out through us.
神很想很盼望这个基督的生命在我们里头活出来。
So he tells us, deny yourself.
所以他告诉我们要舍己。
Take up your cross.
背起你的十字架。
And follow me.
来跟从我。
And then the life will be seen.
然后这个生命呢就能够被看见。
Thank you.